Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 2nd of May. The US Federal Reserve announced what might be considered an easing of policy, although in reality, it's probably better described as avoiding further policy tightening. The pace of balance sheet reduction is to slow. Quantitative policy should not be considered in terms of money supply or liquidity injections alone, as that is only looking at half of the equation. Instead, the Fed or any other central bank's quantitative policy stance depends on the interaction of money supply and money demand. The Fed has been reducing its balance sheet in response to a drop in liquidity preference or liquidity demand in recent quarters. The pace of that decline in liquidity demand is now slowing, so the pace of withdrawing liquidity can also slow and should be regarded as maintaining a neutral stance with regards to policy. Meanwhile, the Fed suggested a lack of progress on inflation towards its 2% target. By most measures, inflation is actually on target because a sensible inflation target is a range around a point. The core market-based personal consumer expenditure deflator, which is arguably the inflation rate over which Fed policy has most influence, has continued to fall, and at 2.6% is the lowest in almost 3 years. But the Fed statement and Powell's comments keep the mantra of data dependency in place. That suggests volatility in market expectations because the data is increasingly unreliable and volatile. The question is what higher for longer with regards to policy interest rates will actually achieve. It will not, for instance, directly affect owner's equivalent rent, the main driver of inflation. It will not change motor insurance or medical inflation. It will increase inequality in the US economy. The OECD economic outlook is due to be published today. This will generate media noise and numbers will be thrown around by politicians seeking to score points on their opponents. The reality is that markets will have priced in the general tone of the outlook several months ago, and the OECD's forecasts, along with those of any other international organisation, are not assumed to offer any special insight to investors. There are a few US data releases in an otherwise pretty quiet calendar. Unit labour cost and productivity data for the first quarter will be revised a lot in the future. Productivity is just a residual from the GDP process. Productivity, in the sense of how hard people are working and what their output is a slightly different idea. And so while the data on productivity today may be a bit mediocre, the reality of productivity for companies seems to be that workers in the States are producing more per hour worked. Flexible working and automation are contributors to this, along with shifts to online retail. There will also be US factory orders data released today. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.